You are now entering her world. Welcome to the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast.
Hey y'all, hey, welcome to another episode of the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast. Thank you for joining us on this Fire Friday, y'all. It's our first one back. I'm so happy to be back. And not only that, I have a special guest, my homegirl, Joy Osho, singer, multi-hat wearer, and just beyond phenomenal woman. Hey, Joy, say hello to the mob crew, boo.
Hey, everyone. How's everyone doing today? Thank you for having me, Mahogany.
No problem. I'm just grateful that you were able to join us. I know you're booked and busy, especially with the new song, Hands in the Air, that just dropped. You know, I hear the empowerment and I hear the encouragement in that. And I just can't wait to dive into, you know, the Joy Osho music. So,
Yay, thank you.
Well, one, how was your day, my love?
My day is fine. It's just getting started, to be honest, but it's fine.
Okay, well, good. Either way, that's good, you know? So before we get started, I just want you to tell the people a little bit about Joy. We'll get into the music shortly, but, you know, tell us a little bit about Joy. Let us know what makes you so relatable to us, because I know you're relatable to me, my little chocolate queen.
Yes, honey. Okay, so my name is Joy Osho. I am a single mom, but I am what I like to call a go-getter, entrepreneur, a mogul, whatever word you would like to use, that is me.
Yes, I know that's right, mogul. Let's use that one. I like that.
Yes, and at the end of the day, I feel like what makes me relatable to everyone is that I'm a regular, everyday person. Like Cardi says, I'm a regular, smegular person. You know what I mean? Like, I really just do what I do to make sure that I can do what I need to do for my family and make sure I leave something behind for my children and make sure my father is taken care of. Like, that's my priority in life, you know? And God blessed me with a few different talents and gifts, so I'm going to use every last one of them to get where I'm trying to go.
I know that's right. I mean, I'm there with you, and I mean, this whole entrepreneur thing is tough. It's not for the faint-hearted, but, you know, those that can bear the trial, bear the struggle, the reward is so beneficial at the end.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely is.
Well, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and dive into this interview. Okay, and this is real simple, real quick. Don't stress it. This is an adult station. This is an adult show. So please, colorful language is more than welcome. Sometimes
I love it. Yes.
All right. So, Joy, what is your main goal in your music career?
My main goal, honestly, is long-term, I would love to just be a songwriter for as many different artists as possible. I love working with talented individuals. You know, of course, my music, I would love to leave my footprint, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But I can leave my footprint through my lyrics as well. Because some of the most amazing musicians you know from back in the day, mm-hmm. right now they write for all the musicians you love today.
Right. That's that longevity. That's that legacy money, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That residual.
That's that money that keep making money even after you get 6 feet under.
That's right. Just keep going,
that's
boo.
What
just
we want.
Keep going. Yes. Okay, well, let's go to question number two. Which skills have you gained that help you perform effectively as a, you know, as a musician, as a music artist?
I would say that, okay, so anyone who wants to be an artist, number one, I would say hone your skills. And that doesn't necessarily mean for everyone to get up and go to school. No, hone your skills means if you want to be a performer and entertainer, get up and go do shows. Stop waiting for somebody to pay you for everything.
Ooh.
There are open mics. there are websites that you can go to sign up to get local gigs in your city. There's different options. There are clubs in your city that will pay you $100 or $200 a week to come and perform two nights a week. You have to, if you want to be a performer, get out there and go perform. Stop waiting for it to come to you. That's the only way you're going to, you know, hone your skill and your talent, mm-hmm. is to get out there and actually do it. Number two, practice. Practice all the time.
Yeah.
Even when you're doing anything else you're doing, you can be rapping or singing and moving around and, you know, creating, you know, performance movements and concepts in your brain as you're doing everything else you need to do. Practice. Make it just as much a priority as paying your rent.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be at the top of your list. You got to be 100% or, you know, not. And I mean,
exactly.
It may not be 100% of your time, but you have to give 100% of yourself. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's the only way to move forward.
All right. Well, how would you describe your creative process? This is question number three. How would you describe your creative process?
My creative process is, so if I know that I'm going to be recording that day or, you know, have a studio session where we're in a jam session and we're creating new material, my usual process in that would be to vibe, play the music, maybe have a drink, sit back, and when something really hits me,
mm-hmm.
once the track hits me, it's inevitable. I'm going to write a song within 20, 30 minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't try to force it. A lot of singers are like, it's like they, or writers rather, feel like they have to write to every track that comes up. But real writers know that every track that comes up doesn't speak to you. So vibe for a minute. Don't get in there and say, oh, I have 3 hours. I got to hurry up and do this. If all you have is 3 hours, then you should already have came with a song.
Okay. You know?
And then, you know, for the rest of the time outside of a jam session, my creative process is very spontaneous. I walk around with a mini notebook at all times and a pen, and I also have a special note-taking app in my phone for when I don't have my notebook. And if I think of something that I think would be fire in a song or fire bars or even a little melody line, I'll write it down.
Right.
Because, you know, we all have a million things going on. Whether it's you're working a full-time job and you're taking care of your kids and you got a husband to look after, and you know, whatever your life is, our minds are occupied. We have a million things being, you know, stored in there every day. You're not going to remember everything. So write it down. Anything that you think might be fire, it doesn't matter if it's just one line, one bar. Write it down, because that one bar can end up flushing out a whole song later.
Right, for sure. Okay, well, with that being said, let me ask you. Okay, well, with that being said, let me ask you this. Girl. Just had a little brain fart. Excuse me. Let me ask you this.
It's all good, girl.
What makes a good performance or song?
A good song, honestly, I think is a combination of a track, great lyrics, and a great delivery. And I notice I said delivery and not talent or ability or skills, because we have all heard artists come out that made a song that they probably can't sing at all, you know, and are probably mediocre rappers, but the song is dope and everybody is on it and it becomes an immediate classic for the rest of life, right?
Right, right.
And that's because of the nostalgia behind the delivery. You know, if you can create a song that when it comes on, it takes people to a place that they had forgotten about, or it, you know, makes them feel something that they like to feel, or reminds them of someone they love, whatever it is, it's not always about being the best singer or the best rapper.
Right.
I had to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought, as long as I have the best vocals and I can deliver my rap the best, that's all I need. No. I know a lot of dope rappers ain't getting nowhere in life. Because they had horrible, you know, delivery when it comes to putting their lyrics onto a track.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that the biggest thing that makes a song amazing or makes it a great one is knowing how to deliver the vocals that need to go on the track in a way that's, you know, cohesive with the track to basically make it one, because that's what harmony is,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So
yes.
You want to unify the words and the music and give it a perfect blend. It has to go hand in hand. Like your track has to be best friends with your lyrics.
Right, like peanut butter and jelly. Like, you know,
exactly.
Like Kool-Aid and sugar. Like it's got to
exactly.
Have an even
one
balance.
Without the other.
Right. Okay. Right. All right, Miss Joy over here dropping some gems. You guys,
hey.
I'm here with Joy Osho on the Mahogany Farm Mobcast. We'll be right back. Let's listen to some tunes, and we'll see you in a minute. See you later, Joy.
Later. I'll see y'all in a minute.
Everybody wanna be the judge of you. Yeah, they wanna tell you what to do. simple. Show me what you into. It could be so simple. Black and white, yeah. You come first like Rindu. I see our potential. It could be so simple. Yeah. Like black and white, yeah.
I tell you some. I show you some. I buy you some. Put you on some. Be the hand that catch your tears and still be your shoulder. And if they can't be stopped from falling, help you get over that dummy bitch. You need to cross over and change how you live. I know something got you stiff. I got a lot of this love to give. I want you to call dibs. I got some land inside of my ribs. Beating for you, can you hear? And just like any home, you gotta pay your bills and promise not to disappear. I got a list. One, never give up on you or me or us. Two, you gotta be patient with me like I'm patient with you. I don't like to be rushed. Three, these pretend to be happy for you. You gon' have to learn to call a bluff. Cool, cool. Four, nah, you got it. I know you the one. We the perfect two. Future with you. Right as my teeth. Long as bamboo. Walked in the room. Caught my view. And I just knew that was my cue to walk right through. Extend my hand just like real gentlemen do. Cause I'm well raised and I'm well groomed. Hi, I'm Boop. Nice to meet you.
Let me in your tempo. Show me what you into. It could be so simple. Black and white, yeah.
You come first like Rindu. I see your potential. It could be so simple. Black and white, yeah.
Don't make it complicated.
I'll be your beast, you be my baby.
Cut off my bitch from my face. Tempo, show me what you into. It could be so simple. Black and white, yeah.
You come first like Rindu. I see your potential. It could be so simple. Black and white, yeah.
Don't make it complicated.
I'll be your beast, you be my baby.
Cut off my from my favorite.
What's all the playing around for? Just tell me what you down for. I'm G'd up like the ground floor. I couldn't be down more. Wherever did your crown go? You queen and you a nano. Drop it like it's for download. Link in the bio. I think that you're heavenly sent. Or better yet, girl, you make heaven make sense. That's why your heart got a fence. You let me in and you won't need that defense. An angel told me you gave heaven a sent. Yeah.
Let me in your tempo. Show me what you into. It could be so simple. Black and white, yeah.
You come first like Rindu. I see your potential. It could be so simple. Black and white, yeah.
Don't make it complicated.
I'll be your beast, you be my baby.
Cut off my from my favorite.
Hey, y'all. Hey, we are back with my girl Joy Osho in the building. Say hey, hey Joy. Yeah, girl, get it. Okay.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, they love you. They love you. They love you because they came just to see and listen to you, okay?
Yes.
All right. All right, so we're halfway through our interview with Ms. Joy. She has recently dropped a new song, Hands in the Air. You guys check it out. Where can they find that at, Joy?
That song is on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Pandora, YouTube. Literally anything you listen to your music on, you can find it on.
Okay, y'all heard that. Y'all heard it. You can find it anywhere. Hands yep. in the Air by Joy Osho. Okay, so question number 5. Mm-hmm. Have you ever participated in a competition? A music competition, of course.
Okay. I have participated in a couple of music competitions. I actually, honestly, mm-hmm. I did The Voice a few years back before the pandemic. And I actually made it to the round that where I would have been auditioning for, I would have had to go to another city to audition for the third stage of producers.
Okay.
For the show. And the thing, okay, so if anyone has ever auditioned for The Voice, when you go through your first, with most auditions, you go through maybe two or three auditions total before you get to the actual show.
That's right.
With The Voice, it's between 5 and 8.
You know what else? You know who else is that? It was also American Idol. You're going to go through multiple rounds of that. I know most people don't think that. You think you just go in and that's it. But nah, you're going to sing in front of at least 27 different people before you even see.
Before you even sing for the judges on the show.
Right. But go ahead, continue.
But yeah, so I did The Voice and I got pretty far in, and then the pandemic happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not kicked, and then I ended up on vocal rest, so I wasn't able to pick back up where I left off.
Wow.
But I also did Sunday's Best, and I actually got to the end round where, you know, because you audition for the judges once before they pick you to go on the show to audition for the judges, but the actual show judges.
Yeah.
And when I made it all through all the rounds, and I auditioned for the show judges, and back then Yolanda Adams was supposed to become one of the judges when the season started, but they still had the other lady there.
Mm-hmm.
And literally the words they told me were, "We already have a Yolanda Adams. We don't need another one."
Aw, sugar burger honey pie.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even sound like Yolanda.
Well, I mean, that's really a compliment to you. I've heard you. No, you guys are not the same. You are a very powerful singer, though. Like, I've heard you personally, so, like, I completely understand where they're coming from, but that was totally a compliment. Like, from singer to singer, that was just a general compliment. Like, well, goddamn.
Right. It was a huge compliment. It was. In my mind, from that day on, though, it made me start really making sure that I sing songs in my own way and never like the artist.
Yes. That's another thing too. I know a lot of people, like singers, when you guys are just going out there to get started, you know, you think that's really what it is, and that's not what it is. They don't want a repeat. They already have one. You know what I'm saying? They need a different one. Give me a different version. You know what I'm saying? You have to stand out. You can't be the same.
Right. And that's the thing about it. You know, I could have sounded like Yolanda if Yolanda wasn't at the top of her game at the time.
Right. But that's also a mental thing.
If it would have been right now, and, you know, she hasn't put an album out in some years, and she hasn't been the face of gospel music for some years,
right,
and I did the audition right now, they would have been like, "Oh my God, we got the next Yolanda Adams." You know what I mean?
Nah, you know, for real, like, real talk, but that would be the case. And I mean,
exactly.
For anybody that's, you know, trying to get into the music industry via singing, I mean, all of this information is key, it's important. I know it may sound to some of y'all, you're like, "No, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that," but all of these experiences, all of these venues and all of these different aspects of, you know, building your craft and you know, sharing your talent, this is important.
Right.
You definitely need to understand that you have to stand out. You cannot be the same crayon in the box of crayons that have 97 colors. Like, you just can't.
Right. You can't. You have to be different. You have to stand out. And the best way, I tell people again, just like hands in the air, the best way to stand out is to be yourself.
Right. Right. They don't want an imitation. They don't want a replication. You know what I mean?
Right. And even if yourself is a combination of different things that have influenced you over the years, long as you present it that in a way that's you, that's fine. Because we're all influenced by something, but be yourself. I encourage people to do that as much as possible, because we have so many copycats out here.
Yes.
Scroll through Instagram. I promise you, you're gonna get confused. You're going to think you're looking at the same person over and over.
You're not. You're not, but they sound all the same.
Everybody looks the same. They sound the same. Everybody's like, "Oh, I'm gonna do this the way this person did it because it worked for them." It worked for them because they them.
Right.
You want me to tell you why people like Cardi?
Because she's like Cardi. Because
Cardi is herself. Before she started putting out music, anything, she already had a large following.
That's right.
Because she wasn't afraid to be her whole authentic self.
That's right. For sure. And I mean, that's the way you, that's the way you're going to grow. You're going to get big. You have to be an individual.
Especially if you want to be in this industry, you're going to have to really love yourself. Because right. if you don't, this industry will break you down.
Right. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and move on to the next question. Question number 6.
Okay.
All right, Joy. Now I'm going to get just a little personable with you with my questions now. Okay.
That's fine.
So what social issues are you most passionate about right now?
Right now, I'm be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I have a very, very, very big passion for activism.
Okay.
My daughter has been telling me for years that I should be an activist. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I always felt like I'm kind of an aggressive person. Not in the sense of physically aggressive, but my tone of voice, the way I voice my opinion, it's very aggressive, right?
it's straight to the point. It's straight to the point,
right.
Because if you were a man,
I'm brutally
we wouldn't
honest,
call it aggressive.
I don't sugarcoat, and it makes people very uncomfortable at times, right?
Okay.
So I felt like trying to be an activist would probably take us backwards, but then I realized that back in the day, you had MLK, who was soft-spoken and peaceful for those who needed that.
That's right.
Right.
That's what that time
but then
called
you had
for.
Malcolm X, who was hardcore and gut-wrenching and cutthroat, and that was for the folks who needed that.
Right.
And so I had to realize that when thinking about activism and thinking about fighting for Black lives and thinking about representing our women, mm-hmm. you know, some of us need that aggression. For the people who are, for the ladies who are a lot more soft-spoken but have a lot to say mm-hmm. and need somebody to say it for them, I'm your girl.
Right. Everybody
I'm
needs that girl. One, that leader, that leadership role. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not meant to be
exactly.
a leader.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, wow. I think that's dope that you want to be, you know, an activist, Joy. And, you know, I commend you for whatever you're trying to do. Please reach out if there's anything I can assist or share. At any given point, actually, this is a new question that I'm bringing into the Mobcast, and
okay.
I really appreciate that because we have a platform. Even though we may not be as big as Cardi B or whatever, but we also have a platform. People are listening to us, so why wouldn't you want to create a positive change?
Exactly.
So,
and at the end of the day, I always told myself that the moment that I start getting enough attention for people to ask me to do interviews or call me up on their shows or, you know, whatever the situation may be, I'm not going to use that opportunity lightly. Like, I'm definitely going to put myself out there for anybody who has anything going on that they might want to have someone to be a speaker mm-hmm. or that actually has something to say that can actually motivate people to get up and do, I'm down for it. Hit me up.
That's what's up.
I'm here.
that is dope as fuck.
The event, long as it's an activism event, an event to bring us forward,
mm-hmm.
I will perform at that event. And if it's in the state of Virginia, I will perform at that event for free.
Oh, wow. Go ahead and plug yourself in, girl. Plug yourself in.
Listen, I'm telling you, you got to stand for something or you fall for anything.
Damn right.
This is something that I stand for to that point. It ain't about money.
Okay. Damn. This is... Okay, so... I love this. Thank you. I really appreciate that you actually had, like, you know, a real, you know... social issue that you wanted to talk about. Thank you, Joy.
Sure.
Thank you. But you know what? I did have a question. What are you doing in March? What are you doing in March?
Oh, okay. So I am partnered with a company called Exclusive Events.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to have a ladies' night. Basically, it would be an exclusive lingerie pajama party for the ladies.
Mm.
And you would be able to learn new techniques to take home to your man, as well as purchase a few goodies to take home with you.
Well, you guys know this is Fire Friday show, so we're talking about sex, music, and entertainment. You know what I mean? You never
yes,
know what you're going to catch on here. And... And I'm not completely sure, but I know for a fact that if any ladies are attending, I will be there in full effect. So
yes,
just FYI, we'll have more information closer to, but
yes.
Joy is dropping another gem on you that you might want to mark in your calendar. Just keep a little note.
Yes. Just leave the second or third week of March available. I'll give you the exact date in the next 5 days.
But I will be sharing.
Leave those weekends available, because I promise you, you don't want to miss this one. You don't have yourself a ball. And believe me, I have been doing events in Atlanta for the last 10 years. So I'm trying to bring a slice of Atlanta and a slice of New York down to Virginia.
Shit, we need it. We definitely need it. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. I'm ready and I'm willing. But you guys, we'll be right back right here with my girl Joy on the Mahogany Farm Mobcast. See y'all in a sec.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back.
Say out the muscle. You gon' see.
Straight off the muscle.
I'm gonna get it how I live, yeah, you gon' see. Stay on my hustle. I gotta get it out the mud every day. Yeah, I'm gon' eat. Ain't no discussion. I'm that boss bitch every rail making me. Oh, came from the gutter, but I bought something. I grew up, now I'm a queen. Brooklyn made me. VA changed me. Atlanta saved me. I'm on my grown now, I'm in my zone now. You got no need to interfere. You see, I was birth king of queens. That Nigerian blood that flows up inside of me. It's real clear to see, I ain't never had to be nobody else. I'm on the knee, I'm a different kind of freak. That means I'm more than rare, royalty of air. And for real, I've been aware of the light aware. You can hate, it's my time, I'm here. I'm gonna get it how I live, yeah, you gon' see. Stay on my hustle. I gotta get it out the mud every day. Yeah, I'm gon' eat, ain't no discussion. I'm that boss bitch every rail making me. Oh, came from the gutter, but I bought something. I grew up, now I'm a queen. Yeah.
You can waste your time hating on me, but I'm in your brain living for it free. While I'm out here getting money, growing and growing, you salty. I'm the bitch that y'all want me, paying for bodies and faces like me. While I'm blessed with a naturally, yeah. I ain't never stopped moving for a bitch. And you guess right, I'ma start today. I've got to get it and I've got to win. Yeah, I ain't got no fucks left to give. Don't believe what they said. You will not be spared. My words are lethal and you'll end up dead. I am a queen, so off with a head. I don't have no patience, I said what I said.
I'm gonna get it how I live, yeah, you gon' see. Stay on my hustle. I gotta get it out the mud every day. Yeah, I'm gon' eat. Ain't no discussion. I'm that boss bitch every rail making me. Oh, came from the gutter, but I bought something. I grew up, now I'm a queen. Yeah.
I'm a queen.
I'm a queen.
Get the ring.
Get the ring.
I'm a queen.
I'm a queen.
Get the ring.
Get the ring.
I'm a queen.
I'm a queen.
Get the ring.
Get the ring.
I'm a queen.
I'm a queen.
Get the ring.
Get the ring.
I'm a queen.
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 Now get the ring.
I'm gonna get it how I live, yeah, you gon' see. Stay on my hustle. I gotta get it out the mud every day. Yeah, I'm gon' eat. Ain't no discussion. I'm that boss bitch every rail making me. Oh, came from the gutter, but I bought something. I grew up, now I'm a queen. Yeah.
This one goes out to all my ladies out there. You might have lost your way, but remember who you are. Remember who you are.
Time and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a bitch who nigga wanna fuck on me.
I said my face.
them with karate chops. I'm forever popping shit, pulling up and dropping shit. Gotta argue with them, cause a nigga love a toxic bitch. Niggas out here playing, gotta make them understand. If ain't no ring on my finger, you ain't going on my gram. I set my face bomb, ass tight, rack stack up shack height. Jury on me, flashlight, I've been lit since last night. Hit them with that good, good, make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy,
I know that's right.
Not the Bentley band, take a man, working back, party back, and all you bitches fuck. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck. Up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's stuck. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck. Bitches ain't fucking with me now, and I can see why. Dirty ass, dusty ass bitch, you got pink eye. Bitches won't smoke until I bring it to their doorstep. Tell that bitch back, back, breath, smell like horse sex. Train. Big bag bustin' out the Bentley band. Take a man, Balenciaga brought it back, and all these bitches fuck. It's big bags bustin' out the Bentley band. Take a man, Birkin back, body back, and all you bitches fuck. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck. Up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's stuck. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck. Gotta play it safe, no face, no case.
Back with the Remus, these boys are my sons like Phoenix. My city and state never ever seen this. Jimmy Neutron, I'm a young boy genius. On a futon, I'ma give it that penis. When it's just done, I'ma fill up arenas. Ooh, like Gilbert Arenas. Shoot my shot, I'm still with the demons. Ooh, I keep it thorough. I got 5 chicks in New York, that means 1 in each borough. I'm in the pocket like Burrow. When I'm back home, no, they treat me like Robert De Niro. Took her to Taco Bell, bought her a churro. Took her home, gave her a cinnamon swirl. I left it in, now I got her 1 euro. Zeros on zeros on zeros. That's what my bank account balance say. I got a check from a shoe company, now I do anything. A New Balance say, I bought her a plane to get out of state. I got me a shorty from Runaway, said I'm in town today. She said she coming over and she down to stay. I got a hit, she been playing that shit. So when she pull up on me, I know what she about to say.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshin', I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
Calling my bitch, tell her bring me that noggin. Brain real good, she a scholar. I like a thing with low mileage, good brain with no college. Call me the baby, no Tyler. I'm real creative and stylish. FN in my denim, I send a hit, make a spin them. And I just flew back from LA on the jet yesterday. I go back and forth like I play tennis. I fuck with your hoe, yeah, I feel for it. Still on the billboard, the number one song in UK. And now they got so fucking rich, all these hoes on my dick. I still don't give a fuck what you say. She eat it like a Pac-Man, nigga. Whoop a nigga like I'm Batman, nigga. I just put up in the Batmobile. The reason I ain't fucking with these rap ass niggas, cause they cap ass niggas and they raps ain't real. Believe me, you wanna keep your life and take it easy. I'm rocking water diamonds need a squeeze. These niggas water down, they drink a Fiji. My whip is orange and brown like I'm in Cleveland. My bitch is mellow yellow like a soda. These niggas title tell us I'm a soldier.
Hey, somebody tell them niggas that it's over.
You know it's baby, nigga.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that bitch like Stockton.
I'm that scattered, I caught her. I'm out here with somebody's daughter. She calling me daddy, I'm somebody's father. I gotta go diss it, I will not go kiss it. I put my lips on it like somebody watered it. A diamond, a glacier, a card in a wallet. She put up to fuck me, but nobody caught her. She told me that she wasn't feeling my music. I fucked her, she told me it's nobody harder. And I'm with the G-Ski, I need that shit for the free ski. We are not buying no pussy, you selling on Peachtree. It's so much work on my celly, I had to go tell all my bitches. Email it to reach me, all in my DM. I'll follow your BM, she played with the crow ski. We used to fuck on the low ski, she used to lie on my bed. And go lie to your face and say I'm just a bro. Nigga, you knows me, you ain't believe it, you wanted to toast me. I had it standing as long as a ruler in case you was cooling and wanna approach me. Dropped up and take her, came back in the culling and she wanna fuck again. I want that tongue again, stuck in so deep that she cough up a lung again. 5-star bitches, they on the run again, run again. Running in diamonds, they illuminating the way that I come again. I just put so many pennies on the watch and I don't never got a stun again. Nigga, LaTour.
What's poppin'? Canada. Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing, I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
What's bracken? Brand new whip, new mansion. Brand new tips, new dances. Same old dick, new magnum. Same old shit, new maggots. Same old throne, new dragons. Same old strong, new ashes. I can pass that bit like magic. Yeah, I ain't capping, I'm lit, I'm active. Yeah, look, 5 in that bit like Paxton. Yeah, I'm drowning this milk like Applejack. I sell a bitch dream, put tax on that. Look, slime in that bit, that slap and slap. Oh, bomb press roll, that's black on black. Yeah, 9-9 problems, the bitch ain't one yet. Numbers don't lie, that's the aftermath. Yeah, what's poppin'? Brand new phone, just dropped it. Fuck it, I got options. I bust down a couple Apple Watches. I put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in her friend zone. Ooh, ooh. ooh, I'ma bust all in the skin tone. I be matched up as Ken Jeong. Ooh, ooh, dark hair bitches like she go. I like I'm blind like me though. Although I'm dying called Leo. I was still slide like Neo. Keep all around my pre-roll. New Orleans nigga, I'm Creole. She say, babe, does it hurt when I deep throw? I just better not for your T-ho.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
And we are back. Yes, yes, in the building. My girl Joy Osha with her new single.
Hey, y'all.
Hands in the air. Make sure you check it out. Also, keep your calendars ready for March, ladies. More info to come about Joy's Ladies Night. And we're going to go ahead and dive back into this interview and finish up these questions. You ready, Joy?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's do it. All right, Joy, who helped you the most in your music journey?
Who helped me the most? To be honest, that one I have to give to myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a first.
I have to, and I say that because I've had opportunities to work with a lot of people, mm-hmm. but they weren't given to me.
Right.
I literally was the fly in the room, hanging out, you know, playing my part. And when the opportunity came, I seized it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Because if you ain't fighting for you, honey, ain't nobody else gonna fight for you. Once I seize those opportunities and they see what I'm capable of, then others come and I say, okay, yeah, they helped me with that. But to get those opportunities, I had to seize a moment where I wasn't even being paid attention to.
I love the way you just said that. I was a fly on the wall and I saw my opportunity and I snatched that shit.
Sometimes yes, ma'am. That's what you gotta do. If you don't believe in you, honey, ain't nobody else gonna believe in you.
Sometimes that's just what you gotta do. People are like, I don't wanna be that type of individual. It's not you being that type of individual, it's about you chasing what you want. It's not gonna just
but
come
guess what?
To you.
Guess what? Well, that same person that says I don't wanna be that type of individual did in the job application for Macy's right now, guess what they would have to do when they got there? Sell Macy's stuff. They would have a sales quota for me. So if you can sell Macy's stuff, baby, you can sell yourself.
That was a good analogy.
Just saying. Everybody's ready to go work for everyone else, and I commend it. Get your bag.
Mm-hmm.
But also, solidify your bag by building yourself up.
Right. Oh, man. You can sell Macy's, you can sell yourself.
Just saying.
Okay, I feel you. Well, kudos to you for being that aggressive person and getting the job done. You wouldn't be where you were if you didn't. So kudos, like
yes, ma'am,
on some real shit.
Thank
like
you.
Keep it up. I mean, you're definitely heading in the right direction. So apparently, you're doing something right. You feel me?
Thank you.
Okay, last question, Joy.
Okay,
this is a two-parter.
Okay,
please describe your worst performance. And then describe your best. A little sour and sweet.
Okay. All right. My worst performance. Okay. So, it was the first time that I performed after moving to Atlanta.
Okay.
It's, you know, coming from Virginia and then going to Atlanta, performing at events here, I know a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know. I have a lot of friends. So whenever I had events here back then, I knew who I was dealing with beforehand. They already had the music, you know, so mm-hmm. I'm good. Well, moving to Atlanta, I got my first gig. I go there, and I have a CD with my tracks on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, no, we need a flash drive or a phone.
What?
And I said, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I said, okay, now I wasn't informed of this. I don't have a flash drive, but I have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put the songs in a playlist on my phone, and then I give them the phone, and I just tell them, just push play, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So they plug up the phone, and they push play. But I forgot to put my phone in airplane mode so that I don't get any phone calls or text messages.
Oh, my God. No way.
And every person almost that purchased a ticket to come to that event was blowing my phone up while I was performing, trying to figure out where the venue was.
Oh my God.
Eventually, it just cut the music off completely because I kept getting phone calls and text messages, mm-hmm. so it kept pausing and stopping and pausing and stopping and just cut it off after a while. And I couldn't stop what I was doing to go fix it for him, and he doesn't know my phone.
Right.
And it's lost. So at this point, I have to do the rest of my show a cappella. This was, vocally, it sounded fine, okay. but the show itself, it just was the worst experience ever. The crowd is confused as to what was happening at the moment. And it was a relatively big venue for my first performance in Atlanta.
Wow.
So.
I'm sorry.
I was highly embarrassed. But I learned.
Right.
That's never happened ever.
Right. Shit. Damn. Okay. I know how it be when they blowing you up. Oh, I'm here. Where you at? Da da da. Where you at? Da da da. Where I go?
Exactly.
Da, da, da.
So now I put my phone on silent. Do not disturb.
Okay, y'all heard it. If you're using your phone as a performance piece, make sure you put it on airplane mode so that you don't get any interruptions.
Not do not disturb, because messages still come through on do not disturb. You just don't hear them.
Okay.
Airplane mode.
All right.
Nothing comes in.
All right, Joy. All right, now we got the sour. Give me the sweet. Which one?
Okay.
Yeah.
My best performance. Okay, so, and funny enough, best performance is also in the same venue.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You came back prepared. That's what it sounds like.
Absolutely. And this time, I had already done maybe 4 or 5 other shows since the first show at that venue.
Mm-hmm.
At the time that the show that I was in was going on, there was a comedy show going on in a different venue in the same location.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I started performing, I just noticed people coming through the side door that's not, the entrance of the venue I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm singing, I'm doing my show, but I'm always aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, you damn right.
Right. So, I'm like, who are these people? And I'm like paying attention, making sure nothing's about to go down.
Right.
I'm doing my show.
Damn right.
Attendees from the comedy show that's going on in the other part of the venue coming over because they heard the music over here and they were trying to see who it was.
Oh, okay.
Right. By the time I look up, one of the comedians that had just gotten off the stage comes over trying to see who this is performing. And when I got off the stage, I ended up linking with a dope female DJ who ended up, we did a lot of work together while I was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up finding someone to temporarily manage me at the time, because finding a good manager is a very hard task these days.
I believe it. I do. And I mean, outside of music, just in general, finding somebody that's going to be honest and true in your best interest,
mm-hmm.
because the manager is managing you. Not
exactly.
just themselves, you feel me? So I completely understand on that. And
right.
you hear that a lot in the music industry. I got burned by this manager did me dirty. You feel me?
Right. And then the next thing for me is when you find good managers, they may never have managed a music artist before.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I come from the management world. Management has nothing to do with what you're managing.
Right. Right.
Whatever you're managing is a product.
Right.
Stop looking at me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I am a packaged product.
Right.
Now sell me. Look, now sell me. That's it. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's it. I understand that this is a business, but a lot of people, when they come into music management, they don't realize that it's a business. And I need you to look at me when you're speaking about what we're trying to get done as
right.
business.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. not, I can worry about my feelings, my emotions, when I need breaks. I can gauge that with my body.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to manage the product.
That's right. That's right.
And they don't get that. They get, You know, and in the human ways, you have to get attached to your manager because y'all are together so much. Y'all are around each other so much. Something has to build there. Right. Right?
Yes.
But on the business end, there has to be separation there. It's like, you know, when you're a parent, you're your child's best friend, confidant, everything. Right.
Right. Right.
But when it's time to be their parent, all that goes out the window, don't you?
That's the boundary. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the line.
You got to know how to separate it.
Right.
But anyway, so I was able to find someone to temporarily manage me, and then the comedian that came over, he was actually, you know, fairly well known in the arena he was in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually who got me into comedy, watching so much comedy now.
Really?
Because... yeah, I didn't used to watch a lot of stand-up shows back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like them. Well, I thought I didn't like them. I liked the old school ones like Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy.
Right.
But at the time, I didn't feel like people was, you know, producing material.
Yeah,
it
wasn't quality comedy. It wasn't,
right.
It wasn't quality
comedy.
It
was just like, and then, you know, you watch them guys, they came prepared. They would be dressed to a T. It was like,
yes.
You know, when artists come on stage, they be ready.
Yes.
They give you the full experience.
Yes.
Most of the comedians that get on the stage now, you done paid $100 for this ticket, and this nigga is in some fucking pajama pants and T-shirt.
Yes, with his ass hanging out. That's just me. But yes, with his ass hanging
right.
out. Ah!
Right.
It looks like he still got crust in his eye. Like, what the fuck were you
exactly,
been doing?
Exactly. Like, I done got all fly and dressed up and fine, and you just rolled up out the bed and came here
with doodoo in your eye.
Right.
Like
what were you doing? But anyway, so he got me back into comedy heavy, and he lived in California, and he was more popping on that side. So this was his opportunity to start seeping into the East Coast.
Okay.
So he actually offered me to open up for some of the shows he was in California.
Oh,
and
cool.
Like San Diego and those areas.
Mm-hmm.
I got to just go to San Diego and San Francisco and do two songs opening up for those comedy shows. But
okay.
It didn't work out because he wanted to date me and I was looking to date him. So.
It just never ends that, right? It just can't just be professional. We can't just be professional. We always got to take it to the next level. But hey, I get it. When you're a bad bitch, that's what happens. You feel me? I mean, you can't help it.
Listen, that's really, I think, most of the pitfalls in my journey in music is I will have a good situation going, but these guys have a different agenda, and then when they realize I'm not going for it like that,
right?
Fans, you like me, but I'm not interested. I just want to work.
Right?
They would rather not make their money than not be able to get with you. It's crazy.
That's the bullshit. You know what I mean? And like I said, you're not going to be able to help however they feel. But now we have to end
exactly.
a professional relationship because you're taking it to a personal level.
Right, and the thing is, we don't even have to end it. If you can like me, like, you know, I know people who've liked somebody for 5 years, but they know that person's not interested, and they let it be, and they keep working.
But keep it professional.
Right.
That's it.
It's like,
we're
these
adults.
Folks now, they just be so in each other.
Doing too much.
And for no reason, like, you have a great situation going on, awesome musical dynamic. And that gets confusing too. Like when you have a great working music relationship with a man, that it often gets confused that y'all like each other or both of y'all feel this way.
Right.
Because that chemistry musically is so intense. But, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I know that the musical chemistry is just that.
Right.
Once the music turns off, I see who you are.
Mmm. You know what? On that note, Joy, tell us where we can find Joy Osho and any of her affiliate activities.
Okay. So, all my music is on all streaming platforms. So, Apple, Tidal, Spotify, all that. You can find me there. YouTube, Joy Osho, and it's spelled exactly how it sounds, Osho.
or go look at the ad. You can always look at the ad on mahoganyfine.com. Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And then you can keep up with me on Instagram at Joy Osho Music. And then I also have my event company, A Beautiful Style. We do weddings, birthdays, graduations, all that good stuff. But not, we don't just plan your event and give you decorations and food. We also provide hair services and beauty services and styling services. So you have the full glamour look, theme, idea, whatever concept it is that you want to create, you get it in full, from the clothing to the hair to the makeup to the event planning itself.
An all-inclusive type
yes.
situation.
So,
okay, with all the bells.
Follow me at Joy Beauty Osho mm-hmm. for those details and to reach out to me to book anything in any event. And you can hit me at Joy Osho Music for any bookings and inquiries.
All right, Miss Joy, thank you so much. You guys, thanks. Thank you, Joy. That's thank Joy for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
That was so much information that I never thought I would even receive. Like, I am so happy that you are my first Friday back. Like, this is,
thank
let's get
you.
Beat
I'm
up.
So, listen, I am so... so touched that I am your first person back. Like, that's dope.
Girl.
That made me feel very special.
You are. Come on now. You are officially part of the mob crew. Like, you know this, but.
Thank you. Thank you.
With that being said, let me go ahead and close this out, boo. You guys, it's me, your girl, Mahogany Fawn. You know, like I like to say, life is a game of tag. Somebody is always it, and that it could be you. Until next time, we'll see you then. Blessings.
Thanks for joining us. Remember, please share, like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, XOXO Mahogany. Mwah.